All right, here we go. Mad Dog Tucker on his 50s nickname day. We got Rocket Robinson doing traffic. Wheels Blake with the news. Angel Cakes O'Leary manning master control. And we've had some controversy over this, Dr. Karen Ruskin. You may have to help us sort this out. Jordan Fiegel's nickname came up Jughead, and he doesn't like it. It's kind of like the Seinfeld episode where George wanted to be T-Bone and he wound up Coco. Nothing I can do about it. So maybe you can help us resolve that controversy or that internal strife later. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'll put that on my to-do list at the very top.
Do you want us to give you a 50s nickname, or would you prefer to stay Dr. Karen Ruskin?
Oh, you know what? I think I better stay Dr. Karen Ruskin because I cannot begin to imagine what direction you might head in.
Frenchie is available.
Oh, Frenchie, huh? Let's analyze that.
You like it?
Well, what somebody else names you says more about them than it does about necessarily the person, so I'll have to analyze you and why you're calling me Frenchie.
I don't know. Well, because it was on a list, and it was the only female name I could find. If you want
that's
to know truthfully, that's it.
That's the analysis behind it. You see, it
that's
says something
it.
About you right there.
Well, I mean, I was desperate, and I was on the air, and that's all I could find. So let's move on. Let's talk about this study that shows many exes threaten to post compromising pics and videos after breakup. Online security company McAfee released findings of their 2013 Love, Relationship, and Technology Survey examines the pitfalls of sharing personal data or compromising pictures and found it can be a real problem when the relationship sours. And during our meeting yesterday, we got to thinking, and boy, you know, it's not first off, you do things in the heat of passion, and then when that passion cools, you tend to think of what you were doing or what you did, and sometimes you have remorse, and when it exists in terms of video evidence, then you might regret it. And the people hang on to that, and you never can tell when it can come back to bite you. And I'm thinking, well, it's not necessarily sexual all the time. It might be passion can manifest itself in a bunch of different ways. It could be angry. It could be an angry voicemail threatening or hate-filled, what have you. And if you wind up getting divorced, who knows? So tell me about all of this stuff.
Yeah, well, when it comes to people and anger, pain, hurt, resentment, when a person feels betrayed, whether their loyalties have been betrayed because of lying or cheating, or they feel betrayed because the other person no longer wants to be with them anymore, and they thought there was a promise of being together forever, it triggers in a person the desire to hurt the other person for revenge. People instinctively think if they hurt the other person, that will make them feel better. The people instinctively think that's going to offer them their own closure, so that way they can move on and forward. So that is what often triggers why a person ends up doing something that can be hurtful for the other, whether it's about exposing perhaps naked pictures that you have of them online, or if it's exposing personal and private information that you have about them, whether, you know, it's bank account information and so forth. It's some type of behavior that you know is going to hurt that other person, and it's under the category of exposure.
How do you diffuse that if, for example, you, in the heat of passion, sent some things, or either sent some things or said some things in an angry message that maybe, or now you're being blackmailed with, not necessarily for money, but just that could hurt you. How do you diffuse that with an ex?
Well, so you're not talking about how do you prevent yourself from even giving information.
Well, we're getting to that in a second, but
you're
immediately
saying if it already happened.
If it's already happened, because I'm triaging this is what I'm doing. First off, if it's already out there,
yeah,
how do you stop it? And then we'll get to how do you stop from doing it in the first place.
Right. Well, once it's out there, there's really only three options, right? So one option is you decide that you're going to ignore it because whatever they're putting out there, it that says so much about them, nothing really about you. It's just them acting out, and it really doesn't matter. Even though it matters to you, that you decide it doesn't matter. That's one option, but sometimes that's not the option for you, but it is under the menu of choices, so let's put it out there anyway. Option number two under the menu of choices is that you communicate with your ex, that you speak with them, not texting, not emailing, that you actually speak with them with your words so that they can hear you, so that they can see you, and you talk to them about how can both of us be able to move forward in such a way that this, what's happening right now, doesn't have to be happening. That the showing to other people of information, the revenge concept, talking about it, what can we do? Not, you know, you need to stop. It's what can we do? So that's option number two. Option number three. Option number three is more forceful. Option number three is you need to stop. This is really not okay. We're both grown adults. I know you're hurt, and I am truly sorry for any pain that I have caused to you, but you need to stop because now you're crossing over the line from we had a breakup to now you're doing things that are really problematic for me. And then finally is the extreme piece. If it's becoming to a point where maybe it's, I don't know if you want to call it illegal, but, you know, if it's getting to the point of stalking, if it's getting to the point where it's not just emotional hurt that one might consider for themselves as mild and you can move forward. It's actually causing trouble, whether it's in your family, with you individually, at your work. They're really causing trouble for you, then you might have to get to the point where you seek outside help, where you do contact, whether it's, you know, a lawyer for advice or, you know, a criminal lawyer for advice or contacting the police, depending on how extreme it gets. Because some people do get really extreme, so that has to be in one of the menu items. So you can see the extremeness of the menu going from all the way from ignoring and moving forward, it'll die out, all the way to seeking out help and all of those components in between.
And the other option, of course, drop to your knees and pray your... If this would have worked, it would have been great. Pray your you-know-what off. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up and talk about how do you prevent from doing this in the first place, in the throes of passion, be it romantic passion, be it angry passion. How do you stop from sending these things that give somebody power over you when things have cooled off? Dr. Karen Ruskin is our guest. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist and author of Dr. Karen's Marriage Manual. Right now, time to take a look at traffic. And for that, on this 50s nickname day, we go to Rocket Robinson. All right, just a minute left with Dr. Karen Ruskin. You can go to her website, drkarenruskin.com. You're not spelling doctor, you're abbreviating it. So we're talking about giving other people a lot of power over you when you text them messages or sext them things, and then they can use it if the relationship breaks up. So, doctor, how do you prevent that from happening in the first place if you're in the throes of passion?
Just remember that we're still in control of what we do and what we say. And if you think you're not, then you're in some serious trouble not taking ownership of your own behavior. So don't do it. It's as simple as that. You can choose not to put things in writing. You can choose not to give information that you wouldn't want disclosed for all the world to see. Oh. That's one choice. The other choice is you trust, you bear it all, and know that it might be disclosed.
All comes down to discipline. Thank you. drkarenruskin.com. A pleasure as always.